ఏకదేశాగ్ని జ్యోత్స్నా విస్తారిణీ రస పరస్య బ్రహ్మణ శక్తి సవీనం అఖిలం జల అఖిలం ఎంటైర్ జగత్ యూనివర్స్ సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ది మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది పొటెన్షియల్ of the Supreme Personality of God. Just like we read in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that Imam Vivasati Yogam Prasava Ahamakvayam. I first of all spoke this yoga system to Vivasna, the Sun God. The Sun God, the present Sun God, predominating deity of the Sun planet, is named as Vivasvam. And his son is called Vaivasvata Manu. This is the age of Vaivasvata Manu we are passing through. So Krishna is person and Vivasvam. The Sun God is also a person. Otherwise, how Krishna could speak to him? Mang Vivasati Yuga. How he instructed, just like exactly Arjuna was instructed by Krishna. Krishna is person and Arjuna is person, person to person talk. Similarly, that predominating deity in the Sun planet is also a person. And there are many other persons. Just like when Krishna and Arjuna talk, there are many, many other individual persons. Similarly, in the Sun planet, not only the Sun God himself is a person, but all the population there, they are like Sun God, made of fire, their body is made of fire. They can stay in the fire, just like the fish. Their body is so made that they can live within the water. Similarly, there are also, there are many, many living entities. The Sun planet is very, very big. 1,400,000 times bigger than the fire. This is all congested with population. And because there are all fiery, everything made there fiery, therefore it is a blazing fire. And the illumination is coming all over the place. But they cannot understand this. The so-called scientists. It is not beyond that. but this is impossible. And the moon planet is also fire. Exactly like the sun. Therefore, that illumination is distinct. But the difference is, so far I can remember, that this moon planet fire is surrounded by cool atmosphere. Because the heat is coming through some cool atmosphere, it is at night so clean. It is not better. There is also living entity. It is one of the heavenly planets. Heavenly planet begins from the sun, then moon, then Mars, Jupiter, like that. We have challenged this, that moon planet is beyond the sun planet. The moon planet is not the first planet. The sun is first, moon is second. So, we have to learn from Vedic literature all this information. Many, many millions of years, Vedic literature was given to us. So, about this planetary system, everything is there described. It is not unknown. So anyway, our point is that the sun or the moon, they are localized. They are situated in one place. We can see. But the illumination, the heat of the cool illumination, sun illumination is hot and moon illumination is cold, very soothing. Krishna is so kind that both things are there and both things are required. It is not that unnecessary. No. Krishna says, Rasoham Apsukauntiya Prabhasmi Sasishuja. This Prabha, this illumination, the light coming from the moon, from the sun, Sasi Surya. Sasi means the moon, and Surya means the sun. So, those foolish persons who are challenging, can you show me God? There are several of them to see God here. Sasi Surya, you do not see the sun sign, the sun, moon sign. Why do you say that I did not see God? What is his argument? If Krishna says, God says, here I am, and the moon sign, and the sun sign, why don't you see? You have to see according to your capacity. You cannot see with your these present eyes the Supreme Personality of God. That is not possible. Now you see the illumination of God. It's like practical. We can experience the sunshine. Everyone knows what is sunshine. But everyone is not aware of the temperature of the sun or the person within the sun. But that's the fact. Otherwise, Krishna is liar. Krishna says, I spoke this philosophy to the sun god. The sun god is there. That's a fact. And the sun god is there. His devotees are his association also there. So far we get information. All the planets, they are full of it. Janati, it is stated in the Vedic literature. Janati. Janati means congested with living entities. That we see New York City is congested to so many living entities. But if you go higher, then you cannot appreciate how many of cities of Adyate or other cities of Adyate. Similarly, we have no knowledge of these planets, but every week and every planet, millions and trillions, serve all congested, full with divinity. This is very important. This is not imagination. Imperfect imagination. No, it is fact. So, we learn from the Shastra that on account of illumination of the moon, the vegetation in every planet is, I must say, flourishing condition. Due to the moon, still we find reaction of the moon on the waves of the seas erosion. So everything has got its necessity. Parastha Brahmana Shakti. They are all acting as potency of the Supreme Lord. Parastha Brahmana Shakti. They are Shakti. They are not Shakti Ma or Shakti Ma. Shakti Ma means one who possesses the potency. And we are all Shakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to explain the potency of the Lord. Three potencies. Spiritual potency, and material potency, and the marginal potency. How they are acting. Throughout the whole cosmic manifestation, and beyond that also. That very simple word, everyone can understand. The light is here, the bulb is here, localized, but the illumination is spread, and we can take advantage of the illumination. By the sun's illumination, we see practically how trees are growing their leaves, their colors, everything is due to the sunshine. We have a practical experience. When there is no sunshine, especially in this country, all the leaves fall down. And as soon as there is sunshine, immediately millions and trillions of leaves come up. Not that waiting, immediately. In this way you have to understand how Krishna's potency is working. That is the basic information. Parastha Brahmana Shakti. Parastha Shakti Jividaiva Suyati Sabhaviti Jnana Balakriyat. In fact, the sunshine is the potency of the sun and how it is acting wonderfully. Everything is perfect. The flowers, the leaves, perfectly done. Sabhaviti Jnana Balakriyat. So, it doesn't require any research work. How this leaf has come out. It is coming out automatically. They cannot understand. They say automatically, no automatically. There is the working of the potency, but it is so perfect that how are we as a natural coming out? Everywhere you will find in your body also potencies. You shave your head, immediately next present, again comes, again comes. But you do not know. Let the scientist say, how it is coming up. His own hair, what is sweet about it. So, everywhere, the potency of the Supreme Lord is what? Very good example. Exactly. Like the illumination, sunshine, moonshine, they are influencing the creation and they are situated in their own place and they are all different potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So This is the potential of Krishna. Krishna is engaged in Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati yokila atma bhuta. Although he is in the Goloka Vrindavan, he is playing with his cowherd boy's friend and the gopis and his father and mother, but still he is expanded all over. That is this. That is this. Goloka eva nivasati yokila atma bhuta. Besides, we live in some apartment. Now we are here, we are absent from that apartment. So God is not like that. God is in his apartment at the same time, universally present. Ishvara sarvabhutanam jiddesho arjuna. He's everywhere present. That is it. He's not limited. Unlimited. That is God. Param bhava vajanam. And the Bhagavad Gita has said, avajanam ti magamurha manasim tanumam. Param bhava vajanam. The rascals, they do not know what kind of Krishna appears like a human being with two hands and two legs. So they do not understand what are the quality of these two hands, two legs. They think that he has got two hands, two legs like us. Therefore they are called Murha. Parambha. Murha, Narya. Mahamipa Paramabhayam. Sadvato Panipadam. Not only two hands, but he has got many, many millions and trillions of hands and legs. All working. This is Krishna. So don't take it as ordinary human beings, then you will be calculated as one of the aspects. Don't be rascal. Be intelligent to understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, then you become liberated. Immediately. Janma Parmantra may be bumped. Yujana Tattata. Tattata Deham Punajjana. Nanti Mami. That is the quality. As soon as you understand Krishna, not thoroughly, at least partially, what is the nature of Krishna, then immediately you become liberated. That is, Krishna says personally, nasta prayesu abhakti. Prayesu. Prayesu means almost. We cannot become perfect in this material world. But to some extent, if we become perfect, then our life becomes. To some extent. Salvam apiyasya dharma. Prayasim mahatovaya. This thing is there. So, this expansion of energy, that is impulse. But Krishna is not impulse. These foolish people, they do not understand. We see daily that the sunshine is so expansive all over the universe. But it is, the source of sunshine is the sun globe that you see. But which is important, the sunshine or the sun glow? That we can see practically. And which is important, the sun glow or the sun god? We can see every day. Similarly, God, the person, is important. God, person is important. God, just like the sun god, is important. And because he has his place, residential quarters, the sun glow, the next important. And because his effulgence is distributed all over the universe, the next important. Parasya brahmana sakti. Actually, the illumination is coming from the sun god. It is a material thing. And what to speak of spiritual body of Krishna. That is stated in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Jasya prabha. You can study Krishna's position from his son. It is stated here that ego desa sita sadhne jyotna visarni jatha. So his potencies are what? But his son and the sun sign different. The sun sign is combination of illuminating molecules. That is each of them particle. Not that it is homogeneous. Each and every that particle. Kona. Kona means atomic force. They're all indeed. Similarly, the impersonal Brahma is all there. The living entities are small particles. The smallness is also described in the Shastra. 1/10,000 part of the people of this earth. Such a small part. They are congested. That is called Brahma's consciousness. So, if you want to merge into the Brahma's consciousness, it is not difficult. Because you are a small particle of spiritual identity. If you don't want your individuality, you can stay in the Brahma heart. That is not very difficult for Krishna. If you want to march into the Brahma heart, that's what is the profit. There is no profit. Suppose if you are placed in the sky in the sunshine and if somebody asks, now you remain in the sky, would you agree? Will anyone agree that let me remain in the sky as a small particle of the sunshine? No, you can agree out of some sentiment, but you cannot stay there. That is not possible. Therefore, those who burst into the existence of Brahma, impersonal Brahma, they aim for them. Just as they are going, Moon Nakshatrasana, Mars Nakshatrasana, stay there. They cannot stay. Because actually, whether they are going or not, that's another thing. But there is no staying place. Simply rotating in the sky is not very pleasant thing. We have got experience in the aeroplane. If we go, and for 6 hours in the plant you become supported. So it is not possible. Therefore, those who merge into the Brahma infinite, they aim for them. Because they have no engagement in Krishna's business. They never cultivated such knowledge. Arujya kichena parama padama tataha patanti adha onaj yudhushmadam bhaya. Because the Mayavad is a thing. What is this nonsense serving Krishna? Krishna is Maya. We are not going to serve Maya. We are going to become one with you. That oneness you can stay within sunshine and be burnt up. But you cannot stay after your wings are fulfilled or become disgusted. But because you have no information of serving Krishna, then come down again to this material world and serve Maya. So-called hospitals and other things. Philanthropic world. Because they have no information to serve Krishna. So the result is arujya kichena parama padam. The Brahma is also param padam. It is not material, it is spiritual world. But because they have no shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, they fall down again at the shelter of the Maya. So, this whole cosmic manifestation is nothing but expansion of the potency or energy of Krishna. within yourself. The expansion of the energy, that is impersonal. Krishna is not impersonal. The original soul of Brahmana Aham Pratishtha. The sunshine is coming from the sun glow. But the sun glow is less, more important than the sunshine. Similarly, Krishna's personality is more important than his impersonal feature, expansion of his energy. In this way, if you understand, then it is very easy what is the difference between impersonal and personal understanding of the Absolute Truth. Thank you very much.